The federal general election is coming up fast, and here's what coasters need to know to vote in West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky Country. Election day is Monday, April 28th. Voters can visit an office to register and vote early by special ballot or to get information about voting or becoming a candidate. Who's running? Squamish Councillor Lauren Greenlaw is the Green Party candidate. A March 11th press release from the Green Party said, a scientist, municipal councillor and dedicated advocate for environmental and social justice, Greenlaw brings both deep expertise and a bold vision for a more sustainable and equitable future. Representing the Liberal Party is incumbent Patrick Wyler, first elected in 2019, who recently spoke about the newly imposed tariffs by the Canadian government at the Squamish Chamber of Commerce. Our main focus with tariffs is that they're going to have the maximum impact upon the U.S. and have the minimal impacts on Canadians, including Canadian businesses, Wyler said. Sunshine Coast raised 18-year-old Jaeger Rosenberg was acclaimed by the NDP in our riding. Rosenberg has been passionate about politics, both Canadian and international, since childhood, says an NDP press release, which continues, he has a deep understanding of issues affecting everyday people and is particularly focused on environmental protection, human rights, democratic reform, and mental health support. Whistler's Keith Roy, who won the Conservative nomination a year ago, said voters are looking for a change in results from the federal government, whether it pertains to the rising cost of housing, food bank use, lack of clean drinking water on reserves, the carbon tax, the fall economic statement, or the crumbling Liberal Party. Payman Askari will represent the People's Party of Canada. A first-time candidate, he was lauded by the PPC as a passionate citizen advocating for the restoration of balance between government and individual responsibility. The Animal Protection Party of Canada has nominated Sanasmani, a registered architect based in West Vancouver, dedicated to sustainable design and zero-waste practices. Mani focuses on preserving mature trees, minimizing soil removal and disruption of natural landscapes, designing bird-friendly structures that reduce the risk of bird collisions, and incorporating vegetation that supports birds, pollinators, and children's play. Candidate nominations close on April 7 at 5 p.m. Voters can find the complete list of candidates in their riding online on or after Wednesday, April 9. Who can vote? All Canadian citizens who are at least 18 years old on election day are eligible to vote if they are registered. To check if you are registered or to register to vote, electors should use the online voter registration service, call Elections Canada at 1-800-463-6868 or contact their local Elections Canada office. Residents can also register in person at their assigned polling place when they go to vote. How to vote? Residents have several ways they can cast their vote, including voting on election day, Monday, April 28, at their assigned polling station. Advance polling days, April 18, 19, 20 and 21, at their assigned polling station. Vote early at any Elections Canada office across the country, until April 22, 6 p.m. Vote by mail. Electors must apply by Tuesday, April 22, 6 p.m. and return their special ballot by mail. Deadlines apply, or in person at their local Elections Canada office before polls close on election day. Using your postal code online, you can find the nearest Elections Canada office in your riding and your assigned polling station. Elections Canada has opened an office in Sechelt at 5672 Cowrie Street. With files from Scott Tibballs, Sandra Thomas, Bronwyn Bierstow, Liz McDonald and Indigo LeMay Conway. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.